If you're feeling exhausted from year two of the global pandemic, yet find yourself wide awake half the night, you're not alone. Despite having vaccines and treatments available, and despite America starting to reopen this past summer, there's a growing realization that we're not home yet. It's like starting a football game playing against one team, and then at halftime, a new opponent takes the field. The Delta variant team is faster, stronger, and moving in all directions all over the field. And it's going to take more time and effort to defeat this new team or the next one. I'm Susan Brozek-Scott, and in this episode of Tell Me More, we're talking with Dawn Laird, licensed psychotherapist and founder of eTalkTherapy.com, who can help us as we try to figure out a strategy to get through this pandemic, get into the end zone, and safely get on with our lives. Dawn, good to be with you.
Great to be with you as well, Susan.
Dawn, we're at that phase in this pandemic where so many people say they are simply exhausted. They've done what they feel they can do, and then there's always something else to deal with, and they're suffering on a lot of levels. Is this what some are calling COVID fatigue?
Yes. The answer is yes, Susan. It is COVID fatigue. And I like your analogy of the football game, because the goalposts in this case, they keep moving. And with Dr. Fauci's recent comments about how things may not improve with this recent surge in cases until spring of 2022, most of us have been feeling or are beginning to feel the long-term psychological effects of COVID fatigue and burnout. I said this almost a year ago. The future impact of COVID will not be treated with vaccines, social distancing, and masks. All things we should be doing right now, by the way. We have to be able to address the skyrocketing numbers of people diagnosed with depression, anxiety, and trauma because of this pandemic, and the polarization we have caused. We are not adequately prepared to face the mental health hurricane that is now brewing. Let's be clear. All of us, myself, you, everyone listening, everyone out there, we're tired of staying inside. We're tired of being careful. We're tired of being scared. We're tired of turning on the news or social media and just seeing bad news. We're tired of the rising statistics. But you know what isn't tired yet, Susan? COVID. But our collective fatigue is making some people careless. One reason COVID-19 is rising sharply throughout the U.S., facing this fatigue is important for our personal health and for beating the virus that has shaken us to our very core. Most people understand this, and that's what's adding to their exhaustion and stress.
These variants of COVID-19, they keep changing and mutating to get through our body's defenses. Do we have to not only adjust our vaccines, but also our mental strategies to successfully deal with this?
Absolutely. There is no back to normal mode. We can deny it, ignore it, pretend it will just go away on its own. But this is our new reality. Yet we shouldn't be cowering in fear. We should be rising to the challenge. Follow the science and work on what we do have control over. Being kind, taking care of each other and ourselves, promoting good mental health starts today and with ourselves.
What are some of the simple things, Dawn, that we could do to handle the feeling that too much of this is out of our control?
That's a great question. Much of our fear is preventable, even though it doesn't seem that way. We have to stop polarizing the issues and come together to fight the real enemy, which is the virus. Having said that, recognizing that I don't have control over others or their opinions, I can only control my reaction and make the best, most informed choices I can, all the while being mindful to those around me. This is not passivity. Let's be clear. This is not passivity. It is empowering ourselves in the here and now, not being fearful or paralyzed in the shadow of an uncertain future and not trying to fix the past. Rather, focusing on how the present moment is the only place I can be a real agent of change. And part of that change can happen through some very simple steps, Susan. Exercise. By the way, exercise, people throw it out there like, why don't you just exercise more? That is not a cure for mental health, but it does help, right? Exercise, it's the number one best thing that we can do for coping in these times. A simple walk, it releases endorphins. It gets some of the adrenaline out when frustration builds up inside of us. Just getting out and moving around can be really helpful for people. Talking. right? This really helps being able to connect with another person, finding the right places and times to do it. That's important. Don't try to bring up big global issues when you're in a bad mental health space. But ignoring feelings doesn't make them go away either. Constructive thinking. You know, we'd like to think that the words that come out of our mouths are always productive, always constructive. Not so. Think about the words that you're about to say. Think about how you're thinking about them, right? Be compassionate with yourself and others. Remind yourself, I'm doing the best I can, and so is the person I'm talking with. And finally, mindfulness. This is a word that gets thrown around a lot these days, but it's important to understand the more you practice mindfulness, the easier some of this stress, burnout, and fatigue gets. Being in the moment, you're right there. You're listening to my voice, breathing and looking around. Put yourself in the moment. And if you're not sure how to practice mindfulness, Google it. There are all kinds of instructional videos and podcasts out there. For now, just taking life day by day is so important.
Dawn, how does a person know whether they or someone they know might need more help? Are there things to look for either in ourselves or our friends and family that we should be aware of? Even on social media, if we see something, what should we do?
Reach out to a professional if you're unsure. Now is the time to do this. Don't wait for things to just get better on their own. They may not. At eTalk Therapy, we offer free phone consultations to help match you with the right therapist. And if we don't have that person for you, we'll give you referrals to other professionals that are either online or in your area. We've been providing telemental health services in Pennsylvania since 2017, and we have a wonderful group of experienced and licensed therapists who are ready to start helping you make changes today. Go to eTalkTherapy.com. for further details on scheduling a free consultation or your first appointment. It just takes a minute, but it takes a tremendous amount of courage to reach out and admit that you need help with an issue. So why not get started today?
Dawn Laird, licensed psychotherapist and founder of eTalkTherapy.com. Thanks for helping guide us through these very challenging times.
As always, Susan, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
This podcast does not provide medical advice. The content is for informational purposes only. Consult with your doctor on all medical issues regarding your condition and treatments. The content is not intended to be a substitute for professional, psychiatric, or medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment, nor does it replace the need for services provided by a medical or psychiatric professional. Always seek the advice of a medical professional, psychiatrist, or therapist before making any changes to your treatment.